الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected علماء, حفاظ, elders, brothers, and those who are listening over the various social media platforms, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We live in such a day and age wherein the acquisition of a material item or a product is simply a few clicks of a button away. Without disputing the fact of whether that item falls under the category of a need or whether it falls under the category of a want, each and every single person can safely conclude that by means of the advertisements that we come across, the messages that we receive back and forth on social media, we are plagued with an ideology and a concept known as consumerism and materialism. The basis of this idea and this concept is to make a person believe that in order for you to feel complete, to feel a sense of fulfillment in your life, and in order for you to be happy, you have to pursue material gain and material possessions. However, as believers, those who believe in the Qur'an al-Kareem, those who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know very well, we understand this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places in the Qur'an al-Kareem and via the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveys to you and I certain divine formulas that we can adopt in our lives in order for us to achieve true happiness, not only in this world but in the akhirah as well. And one such divine formula that I wish to share with us today is none other than the aspect of shukr and gratitude in our lives. When the mufassirun rahimahumullah ta'ala delve into the subject of gratitude and developing a sense of gratitude in your life, the first aspect that they mention is that a person needs to understand, acknowledge, and realize fully well that whatever bounty he or she enjoys is the sheer mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not because we deserve that bounty in any way. And this is known as al-i'tirafu lil-mun'im. That whatever I enjoy is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows me to enjoy it and not because I deserve that bounty in any way. Every morsel of food that we consume, every sip of water that we drink, every moment of happiness that we enjoy, the wealth that we enjoy, the health that we enjoy, the knowledge that we possess, the positions that we may assume, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to enjoy these bounties, and we do not deserve these bounties in any way. Imam Hannad rahimahullah ta'ala makes mention of an incident in his Kitab al-Zuhd. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala narrates this incident that on one occasion Musa alayhi salatu wa salam addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said to Allah, "O Allah, you had blessed Adam alayhi salatu wa salam with bounties that you had not blessed anyone else with. خَلَقْتَهُ بِيَدِكَ وَنَفَخْتَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِكَ وَأَسْكَنْتَهُ جَنَّتَكَ وَأَمَرَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ فَسَجَدُوا لَهُ." You created, molded, and shaped Adam alayhi salatu was salam with your own hands. You blew into Adam alayhi salam a soul. You made him a dweller of your Jannah. And then you commanded the angels to prostrate before Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and the entire galaxy of angels then prostrated before Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Oh Allah, tell me, inform me, what was the response of Adam alayhi salatu was salam? How did Adam alayhi salatu was salam acknowledge these bounties that you had blessed him with? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Musa and he says, oh Musa, عَرَفَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنِّي فَحَمِدَنِي. Adam alayhi salatu was salam firstly recognized and he acknowledged that whatever we blessed him with was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Once he realized this, he acknowledged it, this, and he was convinced regarding this. This then propelled him to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَمِدَنِي. He said, Alhamdulillah. If a person has to study the lives of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam in the Qur'an Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places, when He describes the Anbiya, a salient feature that He uses to describe the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam is how appreciative they were and grateful they were for the bounties that they enjoyed. In Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa walam yakun minal mushrikeen shakiran li'an'umi. Who was Ibrahim? What was a salient feature in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he was perpetually grateful and appreciative for the bounties that we had blessed him with. If a person reads through or studies the incident of Musa, of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam in Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Certainly we had favored Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salatu was-salam with knowledge, with wisdom, and with revelation. What was their response to these bounties? What was the first thing that they uttered when they received these bounties? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us. وَقَالَا أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They both said, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All thanks belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to enjoy this bounty of knowledge, wisdom, and revelation. And He has favored this over other believing slaves. He has favored us over other believing slaves. And then down the page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam when he and his army crossed the valley of the ants. And he had heard the warning or the alarm of the one ant to the rest of the ants. What was his response and his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ. The first thing that Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam uttered, despite the bounties that he enjoyed an army that no one prior to him nor after him will ever enjoy. An army that consisted of birds, that consisted of the jinn kind. Yet, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ. O Allah, enable me, inspire me to be grateful to the bounty that you have allowed me to enjoy. Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she witnesses the difficulty when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is exerting himself in ibadah. So she poses the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why are you exerting yourself so much? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven your past and your future, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised your ranks. What was the response of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a slave who is appreciative to the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the difficulties that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to endure, despite the challenges that he had to face throughout his life, yet the words that are coming out of his Mubarak mouth, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, should I not be a slave who is perpetually grateful? So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam to us in the Quran. Imagine, reflect over this. If someone, our spouse, has to describe us, our colleague has to describe us, our friends have to describe us, our students, our teachers have to describe us, what is a feature that they would describe us with? Would they say that this person is appreciative? Would they say that this person is grateful? This is a lesson that each and every one of us needs to take. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying this message to you and I. That build within yourself the ability and the sense of gratitude to the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be appreciative over the bounties that you are currently enjoying. That is the first aspect, to acknowledge the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. What are the benefits of developing an attitude of gratitude, as they say? A mufassir, rahimahullahu ta'ala, says it so beautifully in the Arabic language. He says, "Ash-shukru qaydun lil-ni'am al-mawjoodah wa saydun lil-ni'am al-mafqoodah." That when a person develops a sense of gratitude in his life, and he is trading and he's exerting himself by being appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever he enjoys. It may be insignificant in our eyes. It might not have any value in our eyes. We might see this particular item as useless. But we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has blessed us with this. The Mufassir rahimahullahu ta'ala is saying, this is a means and a mechanism for you to protect and preserve that particular bounty. Whilst at the same time, this attitude of gratitude, as they say, is a catalyst and a means for you to secure and procure additional bounties that he or she or you do not currently enjoy. And this is the essence of the verse of Surah Ibrahim, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah makes a call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a proclamation. He makes an adhan. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will most definitely, and you can't get more emphatic than this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we will most definitely increase you in your bounty. So that is the first benefit. Allah will increase us. The second benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys regarding a person who is treading the path of gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Az-Zumar, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, that if a person is striving on this path and he is grateful and appreciative to the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a direct and immediate result of this type of a personality and an attitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah will become pleased with us. Allah will become pleased with us. And who of us is not searching for the rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something of great paramount importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. And for a person to strive to achieve, and he makes his maqsad and his objective the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something great, this is something significant. Allah could have selected any ibadat out of the many which result in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One simple, easy road to achieve the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make shukr, is to be grateful. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. The action might seem insignificant, but the result is so great. In Riyadu Salihin, a hadith is mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us. Do you want to secure the rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says then, when you consume a morsel of food, then praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will become pleased with you. When you have a sip of a drink, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with you. So this is the second benefit of developing a sense of gratitude. What are the negative outcomes, the negative impact, when a person does not develop a sense of gratitude, or rather he becomes ungrateful to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He wants to convey an important message to us in the Quran, He makes use of a parable and an example. One such example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites for you and I is in Surah An-Naml, or rather Surah An-Nahl, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah is citing the example of a town. What was their condition? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. They felt safe. They felt protected. مُطْمَئِنَّةً, they were living a good life. They were living in luxury and comfort. They were happy with their lives. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Their fruit, their food, their grain, it used to come from all over. It used to be imported. No customs, no tariffs, no fees, no difficulty in securing the food. And they were flourishing as far as their business was concerned. However, despite the ni'am and the blessings that they enjoyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They gradually began to express their ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'am and the blessings that they enjoyed. The mufassirun rahimahumullahu ta'ala inform us that when a person is ungrateful, he can be ungrateful in either of these three ways. A person can be ungrateful with his tongue, he can be ungrateful with his heart, and he can be ungrateful with his limbs, or by means of his actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with eyes I can see, but I use the very same eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with to observe that which Allah has prohibited me from observing. This is tantamount to ingratitude to Allah. Allah has blessed me with ears, but I listen to that which Allah has prohibited me from listening to. This is tantamount to ingratitude and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed me with a tongue. This tongue should be utilized in the dhikr of Allah, in the tilawah of the Quran Kareem, using good words and sharing good words and kind words with people. Yet, I use the very same tongue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with to speak ill of others, to mock others, to ridicule others, to humiliate others, to slander others, to backbite regarding others, to carry tales regarding others. This is tantamount to ingratitude to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to the example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the people of this town, they gradually began to express their ingratitude to Allah. What was the result of this ingratitude? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Literally, we made them taste the garment of hunger and we made them taste the garment of fear. So Allah subjected them to two tests as a result of their ingratitude. Mufassirun rahimahumullahu ta'ala, they say this means that Allah kept them in perpetual hunger and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them in perpetual fear as a result of their ingratitude. Now we're not saying that whatever difficulties we face in our communities, in our country, is a punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. But the example of this town that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is citing for us should surely serve as a lesson and a ibrah for each and every single one of us. We can see the reality. the shocking reality, we might not be faced with it, but there are so many people who are hungry, living in abject poverty. Neighbors, friends, people down the road, down the street. And this is the reality. And people are now feeling unsafe, perpetually in a state of insecurity. Recently I had the opportunity of speaking to an elderly person in our community, and then he informed me that he is relocating from our neighborhood and our community. So I asked him, Haji Sahib, you know, why are you relocating? So he says to me that one of the primary reasons that he is relocating to some outlying area in the Durban region is he doesn't feel safe in the neighborhood that he is living in. He has a house, he has state-of-the-art surveillance and security, patrol is there, yet he feels unsafe and he feels insecure in his home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyah. What is one practical way that we can instill within our lives and develop within ourselves a sense of gratitude? Ulama explained that we need to have a positive mindset with regard to the blessings that we enjoy. They say, be thankful, not tearful. Have a positive mindset. Whatever you enjoy, look at those who do not have it. This will propel you and it will allow you and enable you to be grateful and appreciative to the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they give an example, ulama give an example, and they say that two people were presented with a 250 ml glass that was filled with 125 ml of water. And they were both asked to describe this glass. So person A looks at the glass and he says the glass is half full. The second person looks at the very same glass and he says the glass is half empty. Despite both of them being presented with the very same item, there's a stark contrast between the mindset of the two individuals. One has a positive outlook in life and the other has a negative, pessimistic outlook in life. So we need to develop a positive mindset with regard to whatever we enjoy. We might not be able to afford a fancy, luxurious holiday in the December period, January period. Think about those people who do not even have or cannot afford to take a break from work. We might not have the latest vehicle. Think about those people who had to stand in the rain this morning and go to work. Or on a hot day, they had to endure the heat of the sun, endure the congestion in public transport, and go from place A to place B with much great difficulty. We might go home to a hot meal and we might have some reservations with regard to the meal. Think about those people who haven't had a decent meal in so many days. We might feel insecure and unsafe in the communities and the neighborhoods and in our businesses. Think about those children, those young children, masoom children, families who are living in the middle of a civil war. This, insha'Allah ta'ala, will allow us to develop. And this is an easy method. It's an easy method. It will allow us to have a positive outlook with regard to the blessings that we enjoy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to carry out whatever was mentioned and heard and to practice upon it. I leave you with two sentences that an elderly person in my community shared with me a few weeks ago. He told me that if you have something by, then make shukr and carry on. If you don't have it, make sabr and carry on. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.